You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Election season is heating up. Two local officials announced their campaigns at the end of last week.
It is going to be a roller coaster of a year, I feel.
Teton County Commissioner Natalia Macker is running for re-election. Macker has served nearly a decade in the role. She says if re-elected, she will continue to work to combat the region's housing crisis while representing the women of Teton County.
I love this community. I ran for office the first time actually for the state legislature because I visited Cheyenne and was honestly shocked by the lack of women. And when I was appointed to the county commission to fill a vacancy in 2015, knew that I ended up in the right place.
And in Jackson's mayor's race, town councilor Jessica Sell Chambers announced her campaign for the position. Sell Chambers, a local teacher in town, has served one term as town councilor. Sell Chambers says she spoke with the current mayor, Haley Morton Levinson, about her plans to enter the race. Morton Levinson has yet to say if she's running for re-election. Primary elections are August 20th, followed by the general election November 5th. The House and Senate have passed a unified budget. It now goes to the governor's desk. On the last scheduled day of the session, the House and Senate were able to come together over a $1 billion difference from their original budgets. It includes money for Governor Mark Gordon's Energy Matching Funds Program and school construction funding, and an authorization to sell the Kelly parcel to the federal government for no less than $100 million. This gives a final conclusion to a controversial land management issue. The 640 acres of land sits right next to Grand Teton National Park, and state officials proposed putting it up for auction to the open market a few months back. It sparked mass opposition from conservationists across the state who want to see it joined with the national park. Also, a bill that would establish guidelines for how Wyoming will use a new outdoor recreation trust fund was also signed into law by the governor. It will have $6 million to distribute every 2 years to grant applications for things like building trails and improving infrastructure. A group of student lobbyists from Casper came to the legislature last week to help lawmakers better understand the bill. Tribal governments, local municipalities, and nonprofit groups are all eligible to apply for the funding from the trust. Grizzly bears could make a comeback in Idaho under proposed plans from the federal government. The Bitterroot Mountain region plans to join four other recovery zones harboring grizzlies in the northwest, including the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem near Jackson. Eric Tegetoff has more.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has opened its potential recovery plans for public comment. Grizzlies are recovering in two other parts of the West, the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem and North Continental Divide Ecosystem. However, Jeff Abrams with Idaho Conservation League says that hasn't happened in the Bitterroots.
Allowing them to move from these recovery zones that have seen these successes into a huge swath of the country that hasn't. And Idahoans in particular are in a place to be helpful in those conversations.
The Bitterroot Recovery Zone, identified by the Fish and Wildlife Service, covers about 6,000 square miles in central Idaho and a sliver of Montana. The public comment period for the plan is open through March 18th.
Eric Tegetoff reporting. A bill that would ban gender-affirming care for minors in Wyoming is headed to Governor Mark Gordon's desk. Previously known as Chloe's Law, an amendment to the legislation has renamed it not to include an individual's name. It was originally named after a California activist who detransitioned from her gender identity after receiving gender-affirming surgeries as a minor, which is a rare occurrence. This bill would outlaw those surgeries for youth in the state, along with other forms of gender-affirming care. However, LGBTQ activists say those surgeries are already not performed in Wyoming, and that most medical practices broadly oppose gender-affirming surgeries for minors. The ban would also outlaw hormone therapy and puberty blockers, two treatments that experts say help transgender kids. Gordon can veto the ban or let it become law without his signature anytime in the next 15 days if he doesn't make a decision on it before the end of the session. For KHOL News, I'm Tyler Pratt.